her story is about and some of the details of the Freedom Convoy, because I'm really convinced after reporting this article that I would call this the most high profile use case of Bitcoin as a sovereign financial rail in the face of active government crackdown. Earlier this year, following some vaccine mandates imposed on Canadian long-haul truckers who had crossed the border between Canada and the U.S., a protest movement was organized, called themselves the Freedom Convoy. They blocked tens of millions of dollars of commerce that typically goes between the two countries and occupied Ottawa, the country's capital. To keep that protest movement going, they raised donations through centralized platforms like GoFundMe. Once the Canadian government started cracking down on this protest movement, those centralized services stopped allowing the donations to go through. So some Bitcoiners, namely a guy named Nobody Garamu, turned to Tallycoin, which is a platform that let them raise the donations in Bitcoin. And it was a really interesting use case. I don't know that we can cover all the details of everything that happened. I really encourage people to read the article, which is live publicly on bitcoinmagazine.com. And of course, a better premium version of that's in the print issue, which everyone should go get. But I think, long story short, through Tallycoin, Bitcoiners were able to raise $1 million in Bitcoin.